T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need to find out, how long do we keep this Levi thing going on? So we have two people on the line. One says they want Levi. The other says they don't want Levi. Both on the telephone lines. Like, also, at Mark's Reese WIP, one of our Twitter questions of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. That's how we're figuring out whether Levi's allowed on the show today, is based on the voting on Twitter.
Mm.
So how long do we go with this? Because Levi's been on hold for an hour. That's what I said.
Yeah, till 4.
We can't keep Levi. I mean, I guess we could.
Yeah, but
I used to have. I won't say the caller's name. I used to have a caller that where I would off the record play, how long will he stay on hold for? No, I'm just kidding. But I feel like if we wanted Levi to stay on hold till 5:50, he would. But I don't want to do that to him. I want to enjoy him if he's going to win.
Right.
But he's got to have more than 50% of the vote. So you can vote at Mark's Reese WIP. And I think, is he still losing, Ben? What's the latest that's on there?
He's getting blown out. I mean, he got it close for a little bit, but it's nowhere close now. I mean, he's done. it's 61-39 with 600 votes in.
If you want Levi today, which I do, and I voted Levi at Mark's Reese WIP, you need to catapult him to the win. All right, I mean, you're right. We'll go another 20 minutes to see if he gets on the air. All right.
Yeah.
Sound good? All right. Let me actually.
Sounds good to me.
You know what? Let's go, Greg. You like Levi, or there's not enough Levi?
Guys, listen, I love Levi, okay? But let me tell you this. I listen to Angelo in the morning, and I hear Levi. I close the door of my car, I get back in the car, I turn on you guys, and what do I hear? Levi's on hold. I turn him 3 times a day for 5 days.
We need a limit, Greg. We need a limit.
More than he's got to say. I know he's only going to win. It's not going to be a game. I know everything he said.
Greg, the rules used to be back in the day on WIP, once during the week and once on the weekends on 610. But it's not like that anymore.
If you let him on, you're going to have to rate his call. And if he doesn't bring anything new to the table,
That's a great idea.
He doesn't think he's going to bring anything new to the table, he can't call next week except for after the Eagles win.
Well,
I like that, Greg.
Greg, I actually love that.
I like that.
We should keep track of his calls, because if he's going to want to call every show, first of all, there has to be a limit. You can't be FDR and decide you're going to give yourself another presidential term. All right, not World War II, and I understand that, but still, you can't just change the rule. So Levi's going to have a limit. I can't have him calling everybody.
The Levi limit?
The Levi limit. John.
I did hear him this morning.
He called the. See, you can't. You got, John, what do you think, man, about Levi?
I'm going to tell you something. If Levi ran for mayor, I would vote for Levi. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. All these people out here that's hating on Levi, if you took Levi on your show as a guest, and any fan out there that hears me right now, Levi would chew you up and spit you out.
Mm.
He has knowledge of the game. He has swagger. And if he had to be a stand-up comedian, he'd be Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh.
Nobody gives him any respect.
Oh.
I love him, Shirley, Simon and John, and there's another guy that's a Giants fan. When I hear them, I love hearing
Adrian.
Them.
Adrian, a Giants fan.
Adrian, I love them. He got respect for the game, whether he's a Giants fan or not.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said,
I like that.
Levi will chew. Hey, y'all hear me out there? Levi will chew anyone up one-on-one at your station.
We put him on, John. I put him on against Angry Al, the Cowboy fan.
How about that?
And I think that was a TKO by Levi in that particular match.
It was.
Levi put him down. But here's another thing with Levi.
Yeah.
He did lie about feeling the earthquake yesterday. Because I have a friend that lives in Overbrook Park near Levi, and he didn't even know what happened. So Levi also made that up when he called in. Right.
Oh, man. The man said his refrigerator moved, man. He said everything moved in the house.
He thought he was in L.A. for
a
second.
That's what he said. Now, how are we going to deny what Levi did? He said his refrigerator moved, the living room furniture moved, the damn flat screen fell over. Levi, either his house is breaking down, one or the other.
Levi, how are you going to lie about the earthquake yesterday?
First of all, let me just
Hold on. I forgot. We're not allowed to put you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. No, I forgot. That was just a knee-jerk reaction. No, he's got to win the vote.
He's got to win the vote. You just teased him.
Let's go to Carl in Fairmount. What's up, Carl?
It's like putting candy in front of a kid and taking it back.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Carl?
Hey, listen, I'm a lifelong Eagles fan, grew up in West Philly.
Yeah.
And I lived out in Seattle from 98 to 2003. I'm back here now, and I'll tell you, I went to a bunch of games out there. I went into games for $5 because nobody wanted to go to the games.
$5? Yep. Was that a baseball game?
I'll tell you what, when once they went to their new stadium, I went to the, I think it was 03 or 02 Eagles game. And there, it felt like a Eagles home game. I'm telling you, the whole stadium felt like Eagles fans. You couldn't hear anybody cheering for the Seahawks. Mm. It was at least 50-50 fans. We took over that stadium. It was amazing. And it was like the Seahawks fans were looking at us, taking notes on how to be a fan.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What was that the game that when's the last time we beat the Seahawks? I can't remember.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, right?
Eagles won. And I'm trying to think what the final score was. But, I mean, it was just incredible. And so really what we're looking at is a result of, you know, them being a good team for the last 10 years. They really – there was no fans before that.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the thing, Carl. Here's the thing. Like, if when the Eagles are bad, you can get tickets to go to the game. Right. That's when you can, like, just around the radio station. When the Eagles are good, like, even around the radio station and we're the rights holder, there's not Eagles tickets available. I just can't be like, hey, can you get me a pair of tickets? Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You're paying big time money on the secondary market, or you better know somebody that has tickets, right?
Yep.
But when they're bad, yeah, you can score some tickets or whatever. But that's how it works. But here's the thing. It's not just about what happens at the stadium. It's what happens with the fan base. It's what we do here at WIP. When Chip Kelly was bad, Ike, mm-hmm. did people stop calling in? When Chip Kelly tore this team apart, and in his last season,
they called in even more.
Do we have light call volume his final season in Philadelphia?
Now,
if you think Pete Carroll has a 4-12 season, are they going to be breaking down the walls to get into 710 ESPN out in Seattle? No, they're going to be talking about Washington football and acting like they're not even playing.
Talking about the storm again.
Exactly
Seattle
right.
Storm.
Exactly right. It's a different fan base, but that's the way it works. So I have a guy on Twitter right now. Here's what he says. He replies to @MarksReeseWIP, and I don't know if he's a blogger or what, but he's out there in Washington. He says, "What makes a legitimate fan? Booing Santa, cheering a severe neck injury?
Please
help us understand Philly version of legit fans."
Oh, he went there.
How many people went there, Ben? About 10
right.
from out there?
Because the whole booing Santa thing.
That's the canned response.
Yes.
It's Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, yep.
Batteries. And they all happen, by the way. Santa Claus. Right? I'm not distancing myself from those things.
This is 40 years ago, though.
They did. Right. Yeah, I was.
Well, not the Michael Irvin thing, but.
Well, Santa was 19. What year did OJ come out? 1968?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're not even alive in 1968.
Yeah,
I got to hear about that crap.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. And this is what I responded back to it. I said, here's what makes a legitimate fan base to me. I'm not saying you're not maybe legit's not the right word to use.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm saying. That Seattle's 12th man, the 12s, as they like to be called, they're billed as? They're billed as the top NFL fan base in football. They got commercials. They got this. They got that. They affect the game more than anybody. Oh, my God, you can't get the crowd noise. Here's the deal. The 12th man is stolen and paid for from Texas A&M. They have a 5-year contract to use the name.
Yeah.
That's Texas A&M.
That's fraudulent.
So yeah. The name's right. Like, we're going to do that in Philly? Like, what would we pay to use as a fan base?
No, we're not doing that. If it doesn't originate here, we don't need it.
We're authentic.
Yeah.
We don't need some stupid name.
Yeah, that's not happening.
For a fan base.
No.
That's A. B. The stadium is designed. This is confirmed in a radio interview with the architect of the damn stadium that it was designed to be loud based on the material and based on how the stadium was designed with the roof and other factors like that. Because you can't tell me, Ike Reese, that the people from the Pacific Northwest are that much louder than every other NFL fan base known to man? Come on. That's why they're fraudulent, because they're not a top fan base. I have them ranked 15th on my list. I have 14 right. other fan bases ahead of them.
Sounds about right.
All right, there you go. Who do I have here? Let's go to John. John at Delaware. What's up, John?
Hey, I spent some time out in Seattle from 2002 to 2006.
Right.
And, you know, one thing about Seattle fans, they don't know the names of the players. Like, they don't even probably know the name of their quarterback. They don't know the name of the head coach.
Well, they better know that.
They really don't, at least when I was out there. They root for their team, and, you know, for them it's all about putting Seattle on the map because Seattle is a good team. But they really don't know the people that are putting them on the map. I remember sitting at sports bars all the time, and you know, I could talk about McNabb, and I could talk about HB, and, you know, the history of the team and the players that got us where we are, and they really didn't know the name of their quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go around, John, and I have friends in San Diego that aren't native, they're from here, and you go out there, there's not the passion. We take things seriously and on a different level, for better or for worse. I don't necessarily know if it's always good how crazy we are over everything right here, but you can't question. Like, you can't put a Seattle Seahawk fan in the same conversation as an Eagles fan. Are you freaking serious?
Mm.
We let this damn team and these games affect our lives. You tell me a Seattle Seahawk fan, it affects their life if they lose and they have a bad season. Are you freaking serious? Come on. It's ridiculous.
No, they go to Starbucks. They're chilled out.
Yeah.
And by the way, they got all those damn candy shops out there.
They do. Well, you know.
Yeah. Well.
You're hitting the vape pens or whatever else they're doing out there. I might be a little bit more chilled, too.
Yeah, a little more mellow out there.
Yeah.
Man.
But when you live here and you pay attention to the Philadelphia Eagles, there's one way to do it, and really one way only. It's all in.
Yes, all in.
And that's what we are.
All in, brother.
That could be the nickname. We don't need a damn nickname. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. By the way, there is a game on Sunday, and we are talking about it. The Eagles and the Seahawks. And coming up at 4:30.
Should be another Eagles victory.
Well, we're going to talk to Jordan Hicks coming up at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
But there are most people out there, and we update on you on this poll. I had said this to somebody earlier today. They asked me betting advice on the game. And the Eagles have covered 8 straight games. And I said, if I was betting with my money, I'd take the Seahawks +6.
+6.
I think it's a close game. I don't think it's as easy of a game as a lot of fans out there right now, Ike. Maybe LeGarrette Blount, too.
They think with their heart.